Welcome back to the Money Mindful Moms podcast, where we like to share practical tips for moms who are trying to pay off debt while simultaneously raising tiny humans. In today's episode, I'm going to break down some ways that we were able to cut out an extra $500 worth of expenses when we were already being pretty tight with things. Have you ever had a moment where you are just like, I have got to do something drastic this month. A few bucks here and there just ain't gonna cut it. I need to create much more margin between my income and my expenses, and I am not waiting another minute to do it. Like, let's go. If that is you, I hope that this look into how we have done this in the past will give you some starting points that you can use in your own budget this month so that you can make a real impact in your family's financial goals. So, what do you say? Let's get started. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Before we dive into today's episode, I have something to ask you. Have you been fixing to get ready to get serious about paying off your debt for a while? Like, you have had every intention of making it a priority, but life has just gotten in the way. I get it. You are out here trying to raise good humans, keep your household afloat, date your spouse, keep up with work deadlines, text people back, remember to shower, remember to drink water, squeeze in some workouts and self-care along the way. I see you. I am you. I get it. But what if there was a way that you could take the next 8 weeks and set yourself up to have a solid financial foundation? What if in the next 8 weeks, you could get a solid understanding of your current financial situation, make a custom spending plan based on your goals, create an actual debt payoff plan with a debt payoff date, incorporate some savings into your monthly budget, and set up some systems that are going to simplify all of it to make it something that you can actually stick to for the long haul? In 8 weeks, all of that. And what if it only took you less than 2 hours per week for the next 8 weeks to make that happen? No more guessing what you're going to do with your money. No more waiting for a raise. No more hoping there's something left over at the end of the month for you to put into savings, which, spoiler alert, there never is. You no longer have to think about it because you took these next 8 weeks to create a system for your finances. Yes and amen, right? I have some good news for you. My group coaching program, the Overflow Program, does exactly that. And enrollment is open right now through Friday, March 29th. Listen, I like to keep things simple around here. I have this podcast and I have this one thing that I offer consistently to help people like you who deeply desire to be able to do really cool things with their family, but feel held back by their bank account balance. So if that is you and you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you are loving what you're learning and you've been wanting to work with me, this is it. This is what I offer and I'm extending a handout to you if you want to take it. So head over to the show notes right now and go grab your seat because this train is leaving the station, folks, and we are starting full steam ahead on April 1st. I can't wait to see where this takes you. Okay, back to the episode. So I actually got the inspiration for this episode from an old blog post of mine that I came across. Did you know that I have a blog? I'll link it for you, but I'll be totally honest. The blog has not gotten much of my attention in a while. One thing about working in the online space is that there are so many different platforms and you only have so much time, right? So once I started focusing on this podcast, the blog really became neglected. But if you want to check out some oldies, I will link it for you. But anyways, I was looking at this old blog post from our early budgeting days, and I was sharing about how we were having a really tight month and how we were able to cut even more than usual to be able to find an extra $500 in our budget that month. And I thought that this would be really great to share here on the podcast because I know for a lot of you listening, an extra $500 this month would make a huge difference. So here we are, and I'm going to break it down for you. So I should let you know that this was from several years ago, so prices of things have definitely changed. So keep that in mind, but this is just going to give you an idea of some things to start with. So there's lots of different ways that you could approach this if you're looking at your numbers and you're in the red. You could focus on increasing your income. You could go through your budget line by line and start finding ways to cut. Both of those are great. Today, I'm just going to give you the exact things that we cut, and hopefully it gives you a starting point, but feel free to customize this to whatever makes sense for your family. All right, the first thing that we cut was our cable bill. Now, we didn't get rid of cable altogether, but it had been a while since we had called to see if they could give us a better deal. So we called our cable company and explained that if we didn't get a better deal, we were going to cancel our cable. And side note, when I say we, you guys, I mean my husband, because I am not a negotiator. That is not my thing. I'm terrible at it. I know that. I own it. My husband's much better at it. So I had him call, and they offered us $50 off per month. So if you haven't called your cable provider recently and asked them to give you a better rate, now would be a great time to give them a call. So total savings so far, we're going to keep a running tally here, was $50 that month. Number two, the second thing was groceries. Now, if you know me, we're really good with our grocery budget. We were very tight already with what we chose to put in our shopping cart. We shopped sales. We chose stores with the best prices. We were strategic with our meals. We made sure they didn't have a ton of extra ingredients so that the cost didn't add up. But for this month, we decided to cut out even more of the extras. So for example, if we were having Mexican food for dinner, let's say, we would skip the guacamole and the sour cream. I know, what even is Mexican food without guacamole and sour cream? I know, but this was just for a month to make sure that we were going to have enough for all the things. We also were really intentional with making sure that we didn't throw extra snacks or treats into the cart that we really didn't need. So all of those just like little extra things that can add up. So this saved us just about $100 over the course of the month. So as of right now, total savings are at $150 for the month. The third thing was restaurants. Now, we're not big restaurant people as it is. I mean, I love restaurants. We have just chosen to prioritize other things in our budget, but we do like grab a lot of things while we're out. Like we'll grab coffee, our beloved crumble cookies, if you know, you know, and those really add up. So during this particular month, we decided to skip those quick trips, and the total savings for us was $50 for that month. Although if you are somebody who does like to go out to restaurants often, I'm sure that you could save way more in this category. But if you just cut out a few things here and there, maybe it's going to be smaller like us. Okay, so total savings so far is $200 for the month. The fourth thing was haircuts. Now, if you listen to episode 51, where I shared 10 expenses you may not have thought about as your kids are growing, I shared that we do our own haircuts. Well, I cut my husband's hair, he cuts my son's hair, and I cut my daughter's hair. Now, I still get my hair done by a professional, although there was a season where I skipped the salon for probably a couple of years for the sake of our budget. Now I'm back to getting it done at the salon, though. But for the month that I'm referring to when I wrote this blog post, we were not doing our own haircuts. So by skipping haircuts that month for my husband and my son, I didn't need a haircut. My daughter didn't need a haircut. So that wasn't really saving us there. But for my husband and my son, that saved us $50. Now, I'm sure that, like I said, prices have gone up. So I'm sure that would save us a lot more in today's dollars. Okay. But for that month, it was $50. So total savings so far, $250. Number five, clothes. Okay, this month I really had to ask myself, do we absolutely need this? And most of the time the answer was no. Most things the answer is no to that question. I'm sure if you asked yourself the same question and only spent money on the things that you decided were absolute necessities, you could cut a whole lot out of your budget every month. Clothing was certainly something that we could say no to for a month. Would it be nice for me to get a new swimsuit? Sure, but could I make do with the two that I already have? Definitely. And if I'm being honest, my kids wear the same like five outfits all the time, even though they have way more clothes than me. So buying them more clothes will probably just gonna sit in their closet is not a good use of my money. And then I'll just be frustrated that I spent money on something that's just sitting there. Anyways, I digress. So this saved us $50 for the month, total savings so far being $300. All right, and the number six was fun money. Okay, this is basically all the extras, all the fun stuff. We decided to forego date nights out, but we didn't skip them all together, I should say. And if you need ideas on free or inexpensive date night ideas, be sure to check out episode 3, if you want to go back to episode 3, where I share 7 ideas for you on inexpensive and even free date nights. We skipped all outings that cost money. We didn't shop for anything that wasn't necessary. And overall, we just kept our spending at a minimum. So this in total saved us $200 for that month. So if you're still keeping track with me, that brought us up to $500 that we saved for that month. So now that we've found the extra $500, okay, let's talk about what we're going to do with that $500. Because isn't that really the most important part, right? Like the last thing that I want for you is to put in the effort to find this $500 and then not have a plan for it. And then it disappears the next month on whatever random things you find on Amazon. Okay. So two things that I want to share with you about this. If you are someone that is looking to free up this $500 in your budget because you're not going to be able to cover your bills if you don't, then please pay your bills with it. Okay. Obviously you need to eat, you need to keep a roof over your head. You need to make sure that your family's needs are met. Okay. And I hope that you being able to find this extra $500 in your budget is the beginning of a new season for you so that things are not this tight moving forward. But let's say that you're not someone that needs this extra $500 just to stay afloat. Let's say that you took this on as a challenge. All your needs are met, thankfully, but things still aren't great financially. You still have some debt hanging over your head. You have little to no savings, and you just feel like you should be farther along than you are with your finances. But this $500, you took the challenge, you decided to find it in your budget, you found it. This feels like a bonus. This feels like extra because your needs are met. You know, something has to change. You've tried other things and you're just not sure what the next step is. If that is you, please consider joining us in this next round of the Overflow program, because we just found the money that you need to make it happen right here in this episode. Okay. We found it and it feels like a bonus. So take that money and do something with it that's really going to change the game for you. Enrollment ends tomorrow. And if this has been on your heart for a while, I don't want you to miss it. All right. All right, friends, have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.